I don't think it's love or money that's feet by the open my eyes can take to be. To find that I don't spy in the stinging, gazing on the trembling village. And if I'm not looking at the head, I'm sneaking swallows up and up and up. And if I'm not looking at the head, I'm sneaking swallows up and up and up.
Greetings, everyone. Welcome to Hurdy Gurdy Songs here on Radio Free Brooklyn, where we have a wonderful community and we want you to be part of this community. Radio Free Brooklyn, I'm glad to be part of it. And if you are joining me, interestingly enough, today is Election Day in New York. And which brings us to the subject of today's hurdy-gurdy songs. Democracy. We're going to play music, songs, hurdy-gurdy songs composed around the theme of what is democracy? Raising questions, what's happening to our democracy? Is there such a thing? Is it being torn apart? What's happening? Is it imploding under the weight of polarized partisanship, polarized ideologies? Has it been completely corrupted by politicians? Has it been usurped? Or is it just constantly evolving? Is democracy in fact dead? Well, musicians, of course, who write these songs often do address these kinds of topics. And that's what we're going to do today on Hurdy Gurdy Songs. I'm so glad you joined me. We're going to get right to it. But I just want to stress that if you are listening and can support Radio Free Brooklyn, we welcome it and we thank you for being here with us. Let's get to the music. I have a wide variety of songs around the theme of democracy, and we'll talk a little bit about them. But for now, let's get into the Lumineers' Democracy.
Coming from the field, this ain't exactly real, or it's real, but it ain't exactly there. From the wars against disorder, from the sirens night and day, from the fires of the homeless, from the ashes of the gay, democracy has come to the on a visionary flood of alcohol, from the staggering account of the Sermon on the Mount, which I don't pretend to understand at all. It's coming from the silence on the dock of the bay, from the brave, the bold, the battered heart of Chevrolet. Democracy is coming to the USA. It's coming from the sorrow in the street, the holy places where the races meet, from the homicidal bitching that goes down in every kitchen, to determine who will serve. From the wells of disappointment where the women kneel and pray for the grace of God, in the desert here, in the desert far away, democracy is coming to the USA.
Say coming from the field that this ain't exactly real, or it's real, but it ain't exactly there. From the war against disorder, from the sirens night and day, from the fires of the homeless, from the ashes of the gang. Democracy is coming to the USA. To the USA. It's coming through a crack in the wall, on a visionary flood of alcohol, from the staggering account of the Sermon on the Mount, which I don't pretend to understand at all. It's coming from the silence on the dock of the bay, from the brave, the bold, the burning heart of Chevrolet. Democracy is coming to the USA. It's coming from the sorrow in the street, the holy places where the races meet, from the homicidal bitching that goes down in every kitchen to determine who will serve and who will eat. From the wells of disappointment where the women kneel to pray for the grace of God in the desert here, in the desert far away. Democracy is coming to the USA. To the USA. We'll be right back.
There you have the words of Leonard Cohen. Two very different versions, different approaches to this lyric, the content of democracy. Lumineers first, followed by Bob Seger. And it's raises these questions that we'd like to kind of focus on today's program of hurdy-gurdy songs. Is democracy coming to the USA? Is it actually an American idea, or do we go back to the original Greek notion, philosophy of democracy, the civilization that emanates from that idea of what is democracy? As we know, there's a lot of conflict around the question of democracy, whether it's in Chile or in Hong Kong, Bolivia. It is a global question that we are really dealing with very strongly in the USA. And I wonder what Leonard would make of the current situation. It's always kind of a lingering question in my mind. In any case, Leonard Cohen, I will probably try to get to his original version, of democracy. So he can present the song with the tone and the nuance and the poetry that he intended. You are listening to Hurdy Gurdy Songs. I am Jorge on Radio Free Brooklyn. Please check out our webpage, sign up for our newsletter, check out our other programs on Tuesdays, some wonderful programs, Black and Blues, one of my favorite shows, Bob, super knowledgeable host, Fish Out of Agua, of course, and Brooklyn Bandstand, both follow my show. And interestingly enough, I find it that so appropriate that Hurdy Gurdy Songs follows Democracy Now, but not just because of this theme today, but because of this constant new surprises that I hope to bring for you in terms of hurdy-gurdy songs, which we loosely define as songs that speak to the truth by artists who are very, very clear about their intention for their song. There's more, but let's get back to more music. I'm going to switch it up a little bit now. A little bit of dance democracy, so to speak. And then we'll get into a little bit more of the harder edge approach to the question of democracy.
Sweating Coltrane and Schubert, Lee R.C. Suede. His mind blown like sugar in a rain. And he's dancing like the fast forwarding of a red light. Or maybe just knitting the incumbent feather of the animal inside. Angry fool all over him. Emily watch, Emily draw.
So what did you drink tonight?
That's the Black Borchestra, a project of a song that has become essentially the Hong Kong national anthem. It's entitled Glory to Hong Kong, and it's the most recent and most popular of the movement's protest songs. In fact, this is a song that at a recent soccer game between China and Hong Kong / parentheses China and Iran, they played the national anthem of China, and this was drowned out by the people singing this song, this hurdy-gurdy song, Glory to Hong Kong. Before that, we did hear Guns N' Roses, Axl's very controversial record at the time, way back then, Chinese Democracy, and to Axl's credit, at least he was aware that there were Chinese democracy movements, and thought that it had a nice ring to it to call this record Chinese Democracy. In any case, we opened up with a track by Sol Keita and Nicholas Yar, DJ, Democracy, I Was Thirsty. And I hope that gave you a little bit of a respite from the weight of this topic on hurdy-gurdy songs today. This is Jorge. Thank you for joining me. It's a pleasure to have you. We want you to be part of our community. I want to stress again that just on Tuesdays following my show, DMZ comes on, and then Pop Rocks 50 years ago this week, all incredible shows. The Mixtape Radio Hour, Lush Vibes Radio, and of course at 1 a.m. tomorrow morning, The Hangman. So please join us. The programming here is unique, it's eclectic, and it's fascinating, and I can attest to many of my colleagues who work very hard and diligent on their programs. And I hope that you join not just Hurdy Gurdy Songs, but listen to all of these programs. I want to get back to the music, including back to Leonard Cohen's original version of Democracy. But let's start with something from Serge Tankian. You are listening to Hurdy Gurdy Songs.
When doors of hope open to illuminate silence, release us to the utopians, let go of your resistance. Scandal decay, the winding road of realpolitik, the bully road.
Thanks.
That's Killing Joke. The mix, the remix done with Nine Inch Nails, Democracy. The subject of today's theme. And if that doesn't get you out and moving towards the final revolution, I don't know what will. Interesting with bands like Prophets of Rage, who I played last week, just decided that they are breaking up so that Rage Against the Machine can go out on tour. And that's terrific. The battle for some democracy or some change seems to be becoming more active. And it's interesting to me, at least, that some of this doom and metal, heavy goth sounds of like Nine Inch Nails, the grandfathers of doom, is becoming more and more prominent. Listen to the Rodent Hour here at Radio Free Brooklyn, and you'll get a good taste of that, among many other things. Before that, we heard Serge Tankian from, of course, System of a Down, but this is from his solo effort, Uneducated Democracy. And yeah, thanks for allowing us to fuck you behind closed doors, closed minds, attract the feudalism, commercial over unison. Very much along the lines of what our 1960s, 70s George Carlin pointed out very clearly. Just need to go to YouTube to look up George and get the sense of how disaffected he was from the political system and telling the truth. Definitely a hurdy-gurdy man. Notwithstanding George and this kind of political nihilism at towards activism. Notwithstanding that, I think that I wonder again if this would be different today for George, given the extreme anti-democratic, anti-humanist policies and priorities that are being set up by, for example, the U.S. Supreme Court. Heavily conservative bloc already in place. But I digress. I'm going to move on now with a couple of other songs, a little gentler in tone, but as powerful in spirit. Again, with our theme, democracy. We'll probably have to do more episodes. This will be Democracy Part 1. Let's go on with Call It Democracy by Bruce Cockburn.
Added with power, here they come, international loan sharks, backed by the guns of market-hungry military profiteers. A swamp and whose brow is smeared with the blood of the poor. Who rob life of its quality, who render rage a necessity by turning countries into labor camps, modern slavers and dragons, champions of freedom. And cynical instrument who makes the gun into a sacrament, the only response to the deification of tyranny by so-called developed nations, idolatry of ideology. North, south, east, west, kill the best and buy the rest. It's just spend a buck to make a buck. You don't really give a flying fuck about the people in misery. IMF, dirty MF, takes away everything it can get. Always making certain that there's one thing left. Keep them on the hook with insupportable debt. The seed paid off
then it's open for business like a cheap bordello, and they call it democracy. 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 You see the loaded eyes of the children too, trying to make the best of it the way kids do. One day you're gonna rise from your habitual feast and find yourself staring down the throat of the beast they call a revolution. IMF, dirty MF, takes away everything it can get. Always making certain that there's one thing left. Keep them on the hook with insupportable debt. They call it democracy. And they call it democracy.
Thank you. Sermon on the Mount, which I don't pretend to understand at all. It's coming from the silence on the dock of the bay, from the brave, the bold, the battered heart of Chevrolet. Democracy is coming to the USA.
I want to thank you all for joining me today on Hurdy Gurdy Songs every Tuesday at 2 p.m. on RadioFreeBrooklyn.com. Until next time, keep those Hurdy Gurdy songs and do vote and do get out there, and let's not get cynical, and let's make this Hurdy Gurdy song mean something. I think Leonard deserves it. I think we all deserve it. And I think the people in Chile deserve it. Like Violeta Parra's song La Carta before. Call It Democracy, Bruce Coburn. People in Hong Kong, the world, we need something to counter what we're facing in the present. And until next week, we'll keep looking for those hurdy-gurdy songs. Thank you.
To America first, the cradle of the best and of the worst. It's here they got the range and the machinery for change, and it's here they got the spiritual thirst. It's here the family's broken, and it's here the lonely say that the heart has got to open in a fundamental way. Democracy is coming to the USA. Shores of me, past the reefs of greed, through the squall.